About 1908, we don't really have a precise date. We're dating almost by style because this is really just after Ravel, and we think these three nocturnes were written either during the period of study or just afterwards. You can almost see the transition. Tony Payne observed, because he orchestrated numbers one and three for us, he observed that these three nocturnes show Vaughan Williams discovering the language, which would make him one of the great composers of his time. I mean, it's interesting that we have all three. The catalogue always recorded three nocturnes in manuscript in the British Library, but clearly two of them were part of a set of three, and the third one was quite separate. In the year 2000, the missing nocturne from the set turned up in the papers of the singer, George Austin, who was a friend of Vaughan Williams. Unlike the other two, it was completed in full score. So we orchestrated the other two and recorded all three. Number two was actually recorded much earlier. I think Richard Hickox made a recording for Chandos at the time. So Roderick Williams sung them for us with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, part of our Grammy-nominated recording Discoveries. And the album has been incredibly popular. And it's really the three nocturnes that have made it so, as I can tell from streaming records. We've got no record of any of the three being performed at the time. Number two is Whispers of Heavenly Death. It's a much more morbid subject than the other two, which are love songs. There's a reference to the plashing of tears, the measureless waters of human tears. Perhaps it's that juxtaposition that make the three work as a set. Number three, Out of the Rolling Ocean, is of course a setting of Walt Whitman contemporaneous with work on the Sea Symphony. So again, we have Whitman and the Sea at about the same sort of time. The project left an orphaned nocturne for unaccompanied chorus in the library. Also Whitman, Out of the Bivouac's Fitful Flame. You'll be pleased to hear that we recorded it sometime in the last year and we'll be releasing that during 2022. It's a filler on our recording of the Communion Service in G minor. We're filling the Communion Service with all sorts of hymns and anthems and tacking the nocturne onto the end because we've got to put it somewhere. It's rather chromatic and it's very beautiful.
Can I just go back to this second nocturne here? You see, that's a disturbing text, and it is about death, but that opening, I mean, I only began to recognize Vaughan Williams about 70% of the way through. And 70% of the way through, suddenly we get into the style that I recognize could only be him. So I find that an incredibly interesting piece, very original. And Walt Whitman and Vaughan Williams, one must not forget that at that time, Whitman was considered to be an enfant terrible in many places, well, certainly in conservative circles, he was a liberator, a person who was challenging established concepts. And the fact that it was such an influence, I think Vaughan Williams said near the end of his life, didn't he, that I never got over Whitman, or he's reputed to have said. I don't know if that's another wrong statement or not,
No,
but
he actually wrote that. There's no question about it. He said it to Michael Kennedy, I think.
that's right. Yes.
But of course, Whitman's approach to religion was not unlike Blake's, and Vaughan Williams responded to I think, the sense of the numinous in both Whitman and Blake. He also said that Whitman was a bit too fond of the smell of his own armpits. He didn't take to some of Whitman's more overt gay poetry, because Whitman was a gay poet, and Vaughan Williams may not have identified with that so much. In fact, I'm certain that he didn't. Vaughan Williams was rather determinedly heterosexual and didn't respond to some aspects of Whitman. But of course, Whitman also saw action and death in the American Civil War, and so Vaughan Williams would have responded to the death. And in The Garden of Proserpine, you've got "For no life lives forever." Vaughan Williams did respond to these gloomy themes sometimes.